Good morning, everyone.
Wow. Yes, you know, happiness is something that you create yourself. It's not happiness, it's not just comes on automatically. You look for it. So whenever we meet each other, wow, God bless us, right? Just tell them how you feel about, you know, just ask them, you know, how are you? Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Johnson. I'm in the Anders. Good morning, everyone. Yes. Yep. We've been studying about happiness, you know, happy relationship, you know, how you relate with other people. Yes. How you relate with other people. You have to remember something bad thing has happened between, you know, among your friends. But, you know, forget about rest. Remember the best, forget the rest. And pray for the best, and expect the best, and love for the best. That's how we build up the good relationship, a happy relationship. That's not the only thing that we have talked about, but we talked about, you know, life is always, you know, we're going through the hard time. So, you know, at any time, no matter what has happened, how are we going to be happy, and how can we keep the happy relationship? Is that look into all those things, not from the problem, your point, but look at from the God's perspective. That will make you, whatever happens to you, God will, you know, be on your side and help you to understand what is going on. Look at the problem from God's perspective. But don't control by the problem, but continue to be happy. But always trust that God will work out this problem in your lives. And not to focus on your problem that at your hand, but focus on why am I having this problem? There's a purpose that God has allowed that thing happen to you. So we create the happiness in our lives. We don't wait for something to be happen. Any problems, once it comes to us, no matter what is going to happen to you, you can continue to, you know, have that happy relationship, whether your spouse or your coworker, your friends, your relatives, whoever around your life cycle. Happiness is, you know, this is what we think about. This is very important for everybody, each individual. Personally, happiness, that's something we pursue. But there is some problem, you know, this is how we pursue. When I get blank something, then I will be happy. That's what makes you drive and get the happiness in your life. For instance, if I get that special job, you know, they pay you good money, salary, wow, I'll be happy. But once you get that job, you know, wow, my boss, I didn't think he has that kind of picky boss. I didn't think. I might think about something other job. So you are pursuing some, you know, happiness, but you ended up, do you really, you know, you're pursuing things. Does that really make you happy? Does that really make you happy? The answer is no. So this pursuing, you know, you want to have a good friendship, but ended up, you know, fighting each other. Then should I get a new friend? That's why. But, you know, happiness is something, is a byproduct that you are living right relationship with God, right fellowship with God. And it just naturally comes your happiness around you. So, whenever something is wrong, you didn't have a happiness, you're not happy, something must be wrong. Why is that? Because that the Hollywood movie, a Disney world, that is a culture these days, you know? You're going to live happily ever after. But there's no happiness after that. Once you get that, what you wanted to have, that's the current modern relational happiness. So, what is the path to the happiness? What do you think the path to happiness is? That is the question. What would that be? It says byproduct, not a pursuing, it's not on your goal. How can we have that byproduct called happiness? What would that be that path to having that. For instance, you got a good education, you got a job, you know, you have a family, you're making a lot of money. Finally, I want to be retired. Wow, everything we have done, but some people feel, you know, then what they expected, it didn't really come to your life, as some of us. Most of people, they have everything. A lot of people who have all of those things, but they felt that, no, I'm not that much happy anymore. And they are looking for something else afterward. How about the Bible says about it? What is it? What is the answer? Wow, we never imagined, wow, what in the world? The humility will make me happy. The path to happiness is through humility. That's what the Bible talks about. This is how you get it. What would that, why, how is going to make me happy when I'm being humble? That's the thing that we want to get good answer from it. You know why? Because we have always have a conflict with the people. The relationship, you ended up conflict. We didn't want that to happen. But how do you reduce the conflict relationship, something that really happens to you, there the humility comes into. Because humility, being humble, is the one really reducing your conflict. And it will bring to you the happiness. But being prideful, someone is always think about me, me, me. This is what I want. If you have a relationship with the other person who is always self-centered, that will cause conflict. So that's why Bible says happiness is coming from humility. It comes from humility. This is what the Bible is talking about. See, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10 says, pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice, those humble people, they are wise people. Contrast to the prideful people, which always causing problem, conflict. But whoever always humble, that leads to happy relationship. They won't cause any conflict. That's what the wisdom talks about. Wisdom is a skill. Wisdom is not a knowledge. You know how to be humble in any situation. That's wise person. You have the skill to relate with other people, how to be humble, not to be prideful. The first verse that we just encountered, oh, what the Bible talks about, why the humility is very important. So which door do you want to walk into? The door of humble, a door of pride. Once we open the door of humble, there won't be any conflict. But if we, once we open the door of pride, wow, it will cause a conflict, which there will be unhappiness. So the theme that we want to talk about this morning is the humble leads to happiness according to the Bible. So can we all read it together? Scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Let's begin. Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. One other verse, we just read it. Okay, let's begin. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. According to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10, according to New Living Bible Translation. So let's talk about the humble leads to happiness, contrast to the pride leads to conflict. We're going to talk about in four steps. First, happiness comes from harmony. And the harmony comes from humility. And the humility is acting like what Jesus has shown us. That's our model. What is the result of being humble is that we're going to be honored, just like Jesus Christ has been honored. So the first point, happiness comes from harmony. We just read the Philippians chapter 2, verse 2, according to New American Standard Bible, says, make my joy complete. Where does happiness comes from? By being harmony, being of same mind. Mind is kind of mental harmony. Maintaining the same love, this emotional harmony. United in spirit, spiritual harmony, just like we are having worship together. We are united. This is corporate worship. There's the same, united in spirit. That's harmony. That's the happiness comes from harmony. Last point is intent on one purpose. You have one direction, one way, and this is God is leading us. We're all going the same direction, living the rightful relationship, fellowship with God that leads to happiness. We want that to be happen to all of our congregation. Directional harmony, headed in the same direction all together. Wow. We're wearing the face mask all together. That's our same direction. It really concerned about other people, interest is about other people. Not only me, we are protecting our brothers and sisters in Christ. Same direction. So the harmony, the happiness comes from harmony, as the verse 2 have explained to us. Second point is harmony comes from not only it comes from humility, humble. So it starts with the harmony and humility that leads to happiness in our midst of all those relationships, happy relationship. Under the title, harmony comes from humility, we're going to look into verses 3 to 5. First, do nothing out of pride. Second, value others than yourselves, yours. Look to the interests of others and acting like Christ Jesus. Let's look into the verse 3. First part of it, it says, do nothing out of pride. There's two things it's telling us. What is pride? Self-ambition or vain conceit. Do nothing out of pride. Wow. Pride leads to conflict. You see that the word, the middle of pride in English is I. How about letter, word, crime? In the middle of crime, well, what is the middle letter out of that crime? What sin? It's always I. It's I want something. I want something. Self-ambition is always thinking about me or what I want. That's selfish ambition. But Bible said, do nothing. Oh, wow, it's kind of hard to do it. Do nothing. Not one. Don't even think about. That's what the Bible said. Do nothing out of something. This is what I want. What is the vain conceit? Always say, you think that your opinion is matter. Your own opinion is matter. I have a right to do it. I'm always right. You're always wrong. That is pride. When we talk about this, this is what I want, and I'm always right, do you think of that kind the character will really have a good friendship with other people? I don't think so. If somebody's telling you, I'm always right, you're always wrong, then it's kind of hard to have a happy relationship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. So, in order for us to have a good happiness in our lives, let's have some directional harmony, is that do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. If we don't do that, then there won't be a conflict and there will be harmony. There will be a happiness. Wow. I mean, Bible really, in Philippians, it really talks about, you know, how to live godly life. You know, even my young daughter, you know, my daughter, she's still looking for a godly man. Because she knows what is godly man like. There won't be conflict, you know, because it's always humble. Your future husband is a humble man, as a godly man. She thinks that she'll have a happy marriage. Wow, she's wise. She knows what the Bible is talking about. She's still looking for a godly man. That's a good way to live our lives. So first thing is that do nothing out of pride that leads us to happiness, the humble, humility. The harmony comes from humility. To nothing out of pride. You know, I'm ministering to my, you know, youngsters, young adults, you know. Any guy, you know, looking for a girlfriend, well, you always think about it, you know, how it's going to look good to me, you know. I'm going to date a lady who is, you know, beautiful. Well, I'm going to date a boyfriend who is handsome and a macho man or something. It's about eye candy. It look good on me. But if the person is not that look good, then they will, you know, they don't think about relationship. The person, they only think about what is going to look good on me. It's about me. That is not a good way to have a happy relationship. These days, career is very important. Our family is going through the hard time because we want to have a good job. So that way we have to move around so much time. It's kind of hard to have a good, you know, family life because my career is very important. If that is a mentality, wow, you have to, you know, talk with that kind of matter with a family. Everybody has to agree with that matters. If we don't agree with that, you know, that kind of matter, but it's kind of, you know, the family will have a good, we'll have a conflict. So nothing, do anything out of pride, selfish ambition, or vain conceit. You know, there are so many celebrities each state, and they come up with the people, you know, who will be the best. Well, Illinois, most of you know, familiar with this man, Harris Ford, you know. And Indiana, David Letterman. Georgia, Julia Roberts. Virginia, Sandra Bullock. You know, they are very famous celebrities. But you know, being celebrity is like everybody is adore that person that loves, and they give them applause, and whatever they do, they treat you really nice, and they will whatever they say on Twitter, they would retweet that, you know, phrase. They treat you like God, and suddenly they feel like I'm the man. Everybody likes me. But there's one person doesn't think that person, the celebrity, is not God. Who would that be? Who would that be? Yes. You guessed it. A spouse, a wife, or husband. Think that, you know, your spouse is not God. Because they see you, everything that you do, and they don't always agree with. They don't treat you like God. Just a human being. You know, it's kind of people think that everybody treats you well and think that I'm the somebody. That is something we should avoid. Do nothing out of pride. It doesn't mean that every celebrity is prideful. Some people are very humble. But that kind of thing, everybody's, you know, appalling and just likes you. And that, you know, it's kind of hard to keep, you know, humility in our lives. That's the point that I want to make here. Secondly, the second part of verse 3 says, rather in humility, value others than yourself. Value others than yourself. It doesn't mean, the humility doesn't mean that you think less of yourself. I'm nobody. That is not a real meaning of humility. Humility is something you think about others more, value others than yourself. Humility is thinking of yourself less, but thinking of others more. So you are somebody, you have a good strength, you're honest about your weakness, but most of all, you value other people. So whenever you are making a conversation with other people, you know, just, you know, respect the person that you are talking to. Wow, that is how we do it. So for instance, you walk into the sanctuary. What is the first thing? Am I look okay? Is it my suit? Is my hair is okay? You're thinking about yourself. When you walk into the sanctuary, how am I going to serve other people? Is anybody lonely? Is there anybody depressed? Should I walk into that person and say, hi, good morning, how are you doing? Is that your first thing comes into your mind? There's a contrast. How we value others than yourself. Why value yourself? We really value other people. That's how we do it. Once you do that, wow, you will have a happy relationship. The happiness will walk into your life. That's why we create. The happiness, something is not happening to you. If somebody walking to you and how are you doing? Yeah, that's going to happen to you. But something, when you do that, that really, I mean, God really rewards you when you make everything happy around you. First thing, do not do anything out of your pride, selfish ambition, or vain conceit, but rather, you know, value others than yourselves. Not only valuing, you're building up other person. Just make feel that other person, yeah, look great. Don't belittle other people, but make other feel, you know, I feel like, you know, wow, I feel great. Yeah. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. Can we do that when we're done with the worship? Let's worship together as we walk out of sanctuary. Just make other people feel great, great, yes. Value others than yourself, then you will be rewarded. God doesn't like pride. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble people. How are you going to be, how do you want to receive God's grace? Just be humble. Just be humble. Just ask God, I need your grace. God loves those people who are humble. And God will give you grace to have that your happy relationship will last longer. God really loves those people humble. So let's value others than yourselves. Then God will reward you. Yes, your relationship will last long. Your marriage will last long, and your friendship will last long. That's the harmony comes from this humility. Happiness comes from this humility. Thirdly, verse 4 said, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Look to the interests of others than mine. Wow. These days, well, we don't pay attention much because, you know, why we are talking to, you know, I got some, you know, message. I have to, can you hold on a minute? I have to answer this text message. I have to read it. It's very important. You feel like, wow, how about me? Am I not important? Am I not important? Your text message is important, but not me. And youngsters, they're always, they hands are down always. They don't look at your eyes. You know, even your family, your son or daughter, well, it's a family time. They are making conversation, but they still playing some game. They look down on, you know, always have this, not to your face, other person, screen or game. But you're checking on Twitter, you know, is anybody retweeting what I said? Is everybody likes my tweet? Everyone likes my Facebook? Is everybody looking to my, you know, reel or the Instagram? You know, all that. I do that too. Once they say I don't upload anything, but occasionally the people who knows my family, I just put up, you know, a picture of my family, you know, having good fun time. You know, I post that, those kind of stuff. But wow, I really look into my Facebook and Instagram. How many click in a like? So let's, you know, look to the interests of others, not only my cell phone, my Instagram. That's the practical things. Do nothing out of pride, selfish ambition, vain conceit. But not only that, it's a value others than yours, yourself. But most of all, pay attention. Look to the interests of others. What other people likes, you know? So that will make your conversation pleasant. Most of people say, why should I pay attention to other people? And we don't really pay attention to other people, because I am really, you know, interested in myself. Now that makes me depressed. That makes me that I'm not that important. That makes me a little bit little. Wow, let's not do that. Let's just, you know, show your smile. Wow, there's a picture. Do you see yourself? I'm sure is it Mr. Gaines? Are you in that picture? You're supposed to be. You're not? You know, when you see the picture, who is the first person you look to? It's me. Am I look good on the picture? Am I here in the picture? That's my nature. That makes me, I'm a human being, you know. Always we are interested in me. Than other people. That's our nature. But it's okay. Well, that's who I am. But let's try to value others. I mean, look to the interests of others. Because that helps me happy. Now, when we are too much interest in my life, you know, it ends up not depressed. I thought it would make me happy. Anything I do something for myself, I thought it will make me happy. You know, today, this afternoon, I always have a good fellowship with the young adults. But most of the time, we just go home and do their own stuff. But I want to do something with my young adults. So just I encourage them, can we have a lunch together every Sunday? You know, we can go some good place, some, you know, not fancy, expensive menu, but we can have good fellowship together. I really want to pay attention to your life, you know. I just want to know how you're doing. Can we do something? Let's go to the Fort Monroe on the beach. Right after this afternoon, then we're going to have, you know, sunshine coming out. You know, I think the rain's going to stop. That's how, you know, I really interested in your life. Can we know? Can we get to know each other? You know, right after worship, and we don't do nothing together, then it's kind of, do I have to go to worship today? I don't know anybody. I don't know how things are going. I want to know the people, get to know them better. That really makes me happy. You know, I know I have to worship. You know, that really gives me a strength. You know, oh, why do you need that strength? You know, once you worship to the Lord, you praise God, and you be humble before God, God will give you a grace that your happy relationship will last long. So that's why we want to have a fellowship together. That's why. Because that leads us to happiness. Lastly, it says verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, in your relationship, yeah, any relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Wow, think about that. You want to have a happy relationship? Think about that. What would Jesus do to have a happy relationship? Any relationship with any other people. First, do nothing out of pride. Yeah, that's what Jesus Christ would do. What Jesus Christ would do, he will just heal the people, whoever around you. Wow. Value other people than yourself. Jesus Christ always, you know, look to the interests of other people. He came to the earth to save others. That's all that Jesus Christ have, that same mindset. What would Jesus do in this kind of situation? If you, you know. So let's talk about, you know, let's talk about have the same mindset that as Jesus Christ would have in any relationship with other people, is that humility, acting like Jesus. Jesus is a humble man. How Jesus Christ have done it and why he was on earth? What kind of humble life he has had? That is a model that we will, you know, follow after. So let's see the three things. Acting like Jesus, what Jesus have done it. This is why he has done it. He did not consider himself equal to God. Why? He doesn't demand, I'm God too. He just took humanity. He become like a, you know, human being. You know, they come to on earth to serve others, not to be served by others. Humbled by becoming obedient even to the cross. Painful moment. Wow. That is how we can be humble, just like Jesus Christ have done it in his life. First, this is what he did. In verse 3, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Well, I'm God. I'm just like God. But he's a son, God is a father. Wow. But I'm a God, I'm just like God. So he can use that advantage. He has a right to do something, but he was submitting to his father's will. Even Jesus Christ did it. So anything that around you, relationship, any agent or a clerk, anyone, doesn't meet your need, well, I have a right to do it. You should, I just tell them, you know, I want this. you have to serve me. That was not what Jesus Christ had done it. Even he had a right, he was God, he was humble and just submit his will to God. So to consider to be equal with God. You know, the other day, I had a problem with my storm door. Because while I was cleaning my front porch, and I used a power pressure machine, that water or something might have hit the little rock and hit my window. And it broke the whole window. It's just all glass was shattered. So I had to get and replace a new one. And the guy came to my home to install the new storm door. But the one spot I found that he was missing. I feel like he's not going to do that part. So I said, Mister, what do you consider that I should do after you leave this part? I didn't demand because I'm a customer. I didn't tell him, you missed this spot. You have to finish this work. That's not what I said. I said, what do you suggest that I should do after you leave? Oh, it's okay. I will do it. I will finish it. I just being nice and polite. I'm a customer. I paid a few hundred dollars for new, a stone a door. I have right to ask him. You have to finish your work, but I just tried to be nice. Wow! And he finished it. But afterward, I found one more spot. He didn't finish it. Later, I found that I'm gonna fix it later, maybe. It's not a big deal, just a little spot. He should have, put something there, but it was very short. It was not a full length. Yes, that's what it is. Don't demand something because you have a right. Jesus Christ had all the right. He was king. I mean, God. But he didn't use that advantage. That's how we can act like Jesus Christ. Humility is acting like Jesus Christ. Secondly, verse 7, Philippians chapter 2, verse 7 says, rather he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of servant. He served. He came to serve others, not to be served by others, being made in human likeness. So it is not the more people serving you, the more important you are, but it is the more people you serve, the more important it makes you. Yes. He didn't take the very nature. He took the very nature of servanthood. He was a very important person because he was serving others, saving others, leading them to the kingdom of God. What a life he had. He had a happier life on earth because of his humility. Let us have that. Wow, we have a used car, family car, and my son was using their car. He doesn't know how to care his own car. I mean, it's our family car. It's got almost 20,000 miles on it. It's a very old one. It's a more than 10, 15 years old car. Wow. But he got a new job at school. He's going to work at the VCU hospital. He wanted to be a nurse. So before he goes to work, I wanted to make this car workable. He can use it. So I fixed the car. And during the rainy day, I washed the car, washed the engine, and tried to have him get ready to go to work. Because I love my son. I love this vehicle. We have a memory on this car. We all jump into this car. Wherever we want to go, we use this car. I have a good memory. So I wanted to take good care of this car so my son can use it. And I could have told my son, you're a young adult. You have a responsibility. I will teach you how to fix it. You have to go certain place. You have to learn how to fix this car. And I just told him what part is wrong and the engine needs to be taken care of it and all that kind of thing. But I wanted to show my son how much I love him, to serve him. and not demanding him, I'm sure he will good take care of this car. And he will feel felt so important. Wow, my daddy fixed it. You know? Wow. Yeah. Acting like Jesus Christ. The humility is just acting like Jesus Christ. Last point, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to all those painful, painful, gross experience on the cross till his death. Even death on a cross. He do what is right, even when it's painful. It is hard work. Yes, yes. What would Jesus do in this situation? And that's what we have learned. Last point. If you've been humble, you will be honored. You will be honored. God will give you grace. God doesn't like a proud. God loves those being humble. And that will lead us to happiness. Last three verses says, verse 9 through 11, therefore God exalted Jesus Christ to the highest place. He was being honored, being humble to the death, gave him the name that is above all every name. Verse 10 said that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He was being exalted as he is not a celebrity. Why, everybody's adore God. On judgment day, everybody, even Putin, or any president of all country, they will shall bow. They were on their knees and they will bow to Jesus Christ and they will just confess, acknowledge, you are the Lord. Because he has been humble. And even to the death, he served all the humanity that we can be saved from this sinful nature. We can come to the beautiful paradise, the kingdom of God, and to heaven. They just acknowledge, you are the one who made my life different because of your humility. You wanted to show me how much you love me. And you don't want me to go to the hell, but you just put yourself on the cross, the deadly, painful execution of crucifixion. You served me, you loved me, you just gave me that grace that I can be happy. Name that is above every name. This is a question. Have you ever wondered why people use Jesus when they swear? Why they use that Jesus? Why they used God's name? Jesus Christ, my initials JC. I wouldn't say, oh, James Chung, when I curse or something. When anybody curse, they don't use their own name. Because your name is not above any other name. My name doesn't matter. That's why we're using God's name. His name is higher than anybody in the world. So no one says, oh, Buddha. Wow, everybody uses God's word. I mean, godly word, God's name. Because this is worthy. Well, worthy to be praised, not to use in vain. Yes. Everybody acknowledges, even non-believers, They knew Jesus Christ. His name is valuable, and he is a humble God. Yes. Wow. You will be honored when you be humble. Everybody will confess that you are Jesus Christ, the Lord. Can we confess that he is Lord in every situation? When you feel like depressed, Jesus Christ, you are my Lord. When you have all this humongous problem in your life, wow, Jesus Christ, you are my Lord. Just confess. Just kneel down on your knees and pray to God. Be humble. I need your help. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. I'm not God. I'm not Lord. You are my Lord. I have this humongous problem. I can't resolve this problem because I'm not God. I'm just a human being. I need you. I need you, Jesus Christ. You are my Lord. Can you confess that any situation you run into, just be humble. Just tell God, I need you. All the things that lying in front of my life, all the things, what is going on in my life, wow. Everything seems like it is against me. No one is on my side. On my side, everybody is, it is just against me, up against me. Can you tell God, Jesus Christ, you are my Lord. You are my Lord. I'm not God. I can't handle this matter. I need you. I need you. Humble means you kneel on your knees and just say that. Pray God. I need you. That's humble. Prideful will not accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. All those people who need the Savior, humble heart, they will confess, I need you, Lord. Wow. I need you, Lord. The humble Jesus Christ be honored. If you being humble, you will be honored. God will put you in a place that you are the man. You know how to be humble. You know how to keep those good, happy relationships. Wow. What do you think the path to happiness is? The answer is, he is the Lord God. I am not. The path to the happiness is, Jesus Christ is my Lord, I am not. That is the only way leads me to the happiness. That's what we call humility. That's what we call humility. Happiness comes from harmony. Harmony comes from humility. Humility is acting like Jesus Christ. It will end it up, you will be honored. God hates pride. God loves those humble people. Can we do that? The Bible says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3 says, then make my joy complete. You will have a complete happiness in your life. How to do it? Being harmony. Have a spiritually harmony. Directionally, you have a harmony. Mindful, you have a harmony. Emotionally, you are loving each other. You have a harmony with other people. Their harmony leads to humility. Rather, humility value other person above yourself. Wow. Do nothing out of your pride. Look to interests of others than yours. Acting like Jesus Christ. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. Any situation you run into, just say, you are my Lord. That humble heart will lead to the happiness. Lead to your happiness. Can we all pray together?